and they were able to go up there and cut the osprey free from the twine. The osprey did seem a little disoriented at the time, but they were able to put it back into the bucket. And then upon further inspection, we had fish and game personnel take a look at the osprey up close. And it was determined that at that point it looked healthy enough to not have to go to the WSU Raptor Center at that time. So we put it in the shade under the bridge, and when we came back to check on it, it was no longer there. So if you look, if anyone is out there, you'll be able to see the osprey is back in the nest.